of all, Lieutenant, can you tell me exactly the decision today to proceed with the possible involuntary manslaughter charges?
Yes. What happened was Explosive Ordnance Disposal Group 2 conducted a command investigation into the incident where the two Navy divers died. And based off of that investigation, the commander of Navy Expeditionary Combat Command, who is Rear Admiral Michael Trillison, he determined that there is enough information from that investigation that warranted a UCMJ Article 32 investigation. And what that means exactly is there's going to be an investigation where there'll be an investigating officer that looks at the charges and looks at all the evidence, all the information, and decides whether there is enough evidence to substantiate those charges. So right now, the charges are what we call preferred, and they will be looked at during that hearing that's set for May 21st. And from there, they'll determine what type of future action could be taken. For instance, the charges could be dismissed. They could be referred to a court-martial or non-judicial punishment, or also handled administratively. So that will be what that investigating officer is going to determine.
This investigation obviously began shortly after the two Navy divers died, correct?
That is correct. The command investigation conducted by Explosive Ordnance Disposal Group 2 was conducted right after the death, and that took some time because we had to actually make sure that we were being very thorough, looking at all the information. That investigation has now been completed, and upon review by Rear Admiral Tillotson, he made the determination then to convene the Uniform Code of Military Justice Article 32 investigation.
I know you can't tell me the names of the two folks involved as far as quote-unquote senior leaders, but can you tell me what their job is at the Aberdeen Proving Ground or at the Super Pond site?
Unfortunately, I am not able to give any additional information about the individuals, and the reason being primarily because of privacy concerns. But if you think about it as well, the charges have not been substantiated yet, so we still have to give them due process, and we need to make sure that the charges are substantiated before we, you know, put too much information out about them.
Can you explain one more thing to me exactly what will happen at the hearing in Norfolk later this month, and
yes,
what could possibly come out of that?
At the hearing, the investigating officer will take a look at all the evidence from the investigation, the information collected, and at that time will determine what future action should be taken. Some of the possible outcomes of the hearing are that the charges could be dismissed, they could be referred to a court-martial, they could be disposed of at non-judicial punishment, or also handled administratively. So, again, the investigating officer will take a look at all the information and make a decision on what the next steps should be.